On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU soccer team is Samantha Lumberg, a junior out of Woodbury, Minnesota, a defensive player and midfielder. First of all, Samantha, what position do you normally play, up or back?
I usually play center back.
Your team was off to a six-game win streak and then now on a four-game losing streak. How do you guys balance that out and come back with this last home game here and try to get back on the winning side?
We definitely thought that we should have had those games, but sometimes the outcome doesn't really come. We played pretty well against Minot, but again, like, the outcome wasn't what we wanted. So our confidence has dropped after the past couple games. But hopefully after this weekend, we can win these games, and then our confidence will be boosted back up.
Your team's now 9-5-1 overall and 7-4-1 in NSIC play. Where does that put you going into this weekend as far as playoffs?
We basically want these 6 points this weekend to make sure that we have a good spot in playoffs and that we can make it.
So how many teams make the playoffs out of the, is it 16 teams?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8 make it.
The season's been kind of tough. You guys have played a couple of teams that are ranked. The conference has been a lot tougher because of the addition of those extra teams. How much has the challenge of those extra teams been playing in this season so far?
The teams have definitely been a lot better this year. So, especially like Mankato, they have been a very strong team this year. And Winona is always really strong. So we know every team's very strong. So we know in our conference that you have to come out to play every single game because there's always weird scores that happen.
You're from Woodbury, Minnesota. What brought you to Bemidji State?
I just heard about the school, so I emailed my Jim Stone, and I just met with him, and he welcomed me, and he made it seem like he really wanted me, and it was just a good experience, so I really enjoyed his company, so that's what brought me here.
And this team's like a family. I've said that to every player I've interviewed this year. You girls are closer than probably any team on this campus, aren't you?
I would say, yeah. We're very close. We spend all the time together, so it brings people together, and you get to know weird people, but they're your favorite people, so it's a lot of fun.
I used to broadcast the soccer games for Bemidji State before I really started doing women's hockey broadcasts. And I remember traveling with the Beaver soccer teams many years ago, and there was always dance parties on the bus. Are you guys still continuing that tradition?
Oh, yeah. Every bus trip, there's Justin Bieber dances. Those are my favorite, but there's always dances. We have class dances that we compete on. We always have songs that we sing. So the whole bus ride, it's basically a huge party.
Well, and you have to have that team bonding, and it helps with the chemistry on the field as well as off the field, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You can definitely see the difference for teams that have a lot of chemistry and that don't.
What are you majoring in here at BSU, and what do you hope to be when you're done with college?
As of now, I'm majoring in social work, so that's what I'm doing right now, but I don't really know what I want to do yet.
You don't have a dream job in mind?
No, I'm still kind of figuring it out.
This being your junior year, did you set any personal goals coming into the season?
I definitely wanted to score, but I haven't done that in the actual game yet. And we really wanted to set a record for goals against, but we didn't do that yet either. But there's still a little bit of season left to go.
You guys got St. Cloud State this weekend, last home game. How have you prepared for that one?
Well, we're getting to know the players, who to look out for. We're kind of doing more pressure and figuring out ways to get around their back line and then how to hold their front line so we can hopefully have a shutout this season because it's been a while. So we want a shutout.
Well, good luck this weekend, and thanks so much for your time, Samantha.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.